Renicky, first one. Good. Eli Markowitz back in the contest for the Eagles. He'll sub out Carell Robinson. Renicky out the line for another one in the air. And good. Getting a friendly roll. He's 4 for 4 here in the third quarter. Opie on top, 42-25, 5:40 to play in the third quarter. McGuire, 21 points tonight. Bounce pass over to the left side to Jerron Leonard. Leonard, heavy pressure by Altfer, now to Linneman. Near corner to Markowitz, bounce pass to Kurz, a nice cut by Linneman. He'll bang the glass too strong, but get his own board, and he'll kiss the window, and good for Braden Linneman. He's got 9 points. The lead 19 for the Eagles. All defer to Renicky. Underneath the Aiden Talley. Left side of Bronx Talley. Three on the corner. Short. Rebound to Brecken McGuire. McGuire pushing it into the half court. Top of the key. Foul line. Dribbles it off of a foot. And it's loose ball stolen away by Centralia. Tyler Jones has it on the left side. Throw up a shot. That's no good. Rebound to Curzon. Braden Linneman in the half court. Is Coach Schmidt begging for this team to slow down? They will. With Brecken McGuire. 44-25, 4:40 to play, and Isaac Renicky is going to arm bar against Brecken McGuire. It'll be his second, team's first, actually his third, team's first here in the third quarter. So Brady Becker back in the contest. He'll set out Tyler Jones. Becker himself also with 3 fouls. And McGuire with it. A 19-point lead. Top of the key. Over the near side to Braden Linneman. Now over to McGuire. He'll look to drive. Elbow jumper is going to be well off the mark and a rebound to Altifer. Up the court we go to Isaac Renicky. Elbow to the block. Off the window. Good. Isaac Renicky, 6 points in this third quarter. The deficit is 17 for the Centralia Panthers, 44-27. McGuire, near side to Linneman. Up top, Curzon. He'll hand it off to McGuire. Long three at the top of the key. Nothing but net for Brecken McGuire. That's a Henry Ott. Tall Grassel Services and Von Roth Lambrokers three. Opie now leading by 20, 47-27. Altifer, over to Renicky, looking for the answer. It'll be short, rebound to Markowitz. He'll be fouled to the floor. That'll be a fourth against Isaac Renicky. Frustration kind of starting to shine through here for the Panthers. They played a good game. Opie's just played lights out here this evening. Isaac Knuth back to the scores table, as well as Tyler Jones. So Curzon sitting for Opie, Renicky setting for Centralia. 3.5 to play here in the third quarter. Opie on top, 47-27. McGuire, top of the key to the elbow. Far side three fired by Jerron Leonard. This time it's missed. And a rebound to Quinton Altifer. Lone miss here tonight for Jerron Leonard. And going to have a reach-in foul on the opposite side. Going to go against Jerron Leonard. That will be his second, team's third. Altifer inbounds to Aiden Talley, now far side Bronx Talley. Quinton Altifer, three in the corner, is going to be deflected and rejected and stolen away by Jerron Leonard. And he'll have it knocked out of his hands and be going out of bounds, last touched by Centralia. Three minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 47-27, Opie leads Centralia. McGuire calling for a ball screen. He'll get one from Braden Linneman. Foul line jumper. Good, and a foul as Brecken McGuire will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. McGuire with 26 here this afternoon. In the air, and good. Give him 27. 50-27, our score. Opie leading Centralia. Altifer over to Aiden Talley. Now Bronx Talley in the corner. He'll drive, throw up a shot. It's going to be on the floor. Wave off the basket. Going to go against Braden Linneman, his second. Team's fourth. Tyler Jones, the inbound. Goes over to Bronx Talley. Now to Altifer. Near side, Becker. Back to Altifer, top of the key three. No good. Rebound to Becker. He'll put it on the floor. And we're going to have a foul. Or actually a travel against Centralia. Turnover back to Opie. Coach Evans wanting an explanation. Thought there might have been a foul, and with the contact, I thought one was coming too, but the travel must have occurred before the contact happened. But Reckon McGuire with it. Far side over to Carell Robinson. Top of the key now to Jerron Leonard. Left elbow jumper. Good for Jerron Leonard. 11 points for the sophomore Jerron Leonard. And Opie's lead is 25. 52-27. So all the pregame jitters that Opie might have felt with this dangerous 1-9 matchup all but been erased. Talley over to Altifer, top of the key three, no good. Rebound poked around, going to be last touched by Opie. It'll stay with the Panthers. Of course, their girls, a top seed. One of the top seeds, the top seed in Substate 2 in that Clifton-Clyde Substate. Centralia gets it into Brady Becker. His shot, no good, but he'll go to the line for two. Of course, a new website launching today, sunflowerhoops.com. Danen Kistner, Tanner Schenk behind the brains behind that website, but a pretty good layout looking at substates, brackets, scores of basketball as Becker good on the first of two. But the winner of this game will face either Rural Vista or Obuntu. Other half of the substate is Bishop, Seabury, Burlingame, Canton, Galva, and Troy. Second one for Brady Becker. Good. But I encourage everyone, if you're a big fan of sports, to go to sunflowerhoops.com to find all your latest scores and brackets throughout the state of Kansas for basketball. Breck McGuire with it. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter, looking to add to their 52-29 lead. McGuire, left wing, looking to drive. Heavy pressure applied by Becker, staying step for step with him. Now to Robinson, back to McGuire. McGuire, looking for a ball screen. Just going to clear out the offense. Robinson waiting in wing for it. And now McGuire still with it. Taking their time on offense. Now far side over to Riker Window. Now back to Brecken McGuire. McGuire, foul line jumper. Short, rebound to Altifer, and he's going to get fouled by Braden Linneman. That'll be his third, team's fifth. So shooting free throws here. But remind you guys, on Monday, we'll have Opie taking on Clifton Clyde right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Ken Hansen will have the Lebo Wolves over on that their girls' substate game. Both of those games at 6 p.m. Ken will be on Country 101.7 FM. But yeah, Lebo taking on Elyria Christian on Monday night at 6 p.m. Both foul shots good by Quentin Altifer. But yeah, we've got a lot of teams still in contention in our local airwaves. We'll go over all of those in our postgame. With 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, Opie looking to add to their 21-point lead. They lead things 52-31, McGuire. Far corner over to Jerron Leonard. He'll drive to the block. Now kick it over to Curzon. Top of the key three fired by Carell Robinson. Nothing but net. For Correll Robinson, that's a Henry Ottaw, Grass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Lion Brokers 3. 55-31 here, 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and an answer on the near side by Bronx Tally with his very own Henry Ott three-pointer. 5 seconds now for Brecken McGuire. Long three from 25 feet away. It'll break off. Rebound to Kurz, and his putback will be short. But 55-34, our end of the third quarter score. You're listening to Postseason Basketball on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM.
Hopi Postseason Basketball brought to you by Hanson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the Ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at Emporia.edu. That's Emporia.edu.
Olpe Postseason Basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Michael Deeker, welcome you back to Opie High School. Opie on top 55-34 as we begin this fourth quarter of play. Winner will advance on the sub-state championship game on Friday night in Clifton Clyde and will face either Rural Vista or Waubunsee. Centralia and Opie each defeating Waubunsee earlier this season. And nearly going to be a turnover. Braden Lenneman or actually Brecken McGuire, Jaden Curzon, both fighting for a loose ball out of bounds. And they will run out of real estate. After three quarters of play, Bishop Seabury leading Burlingame 33-26. Hopefully it's a doubleheader on our KVW airwaves on Friday night if Burlingame's able to come back in the fourth quarter. But Opie started off this contest on a 10-0 run and never looked back. Bronx Tally, three on the right side. Good for Bronx Tally. That's a Henry Ott. Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Cuts the Eagle lead to 18, 55-37. McGuire at the right elbow. Foul line to Curzon now. Correll Robinson three in the corner. It'll be short. Rebound to Curzon. Curzon bounce pass over to McGuire at the right elbow. He'll have his shot rejected, but a heavy foul. Going to go against Tyler Jones. That'll be his first, team's first. And Breck McGuire back at the line for two. And he is two for two tonight at the line. First of two, no good. Second one, good for Brecken McGuire. 56-37, 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Altifer has it. Drive. Long two in the corner, be off the mark, rebound to Robinson. Robinson pushing it into the half court. He'll dribble it out, wait for the Cavalry to catch up. Robinson still with it, guarded a man-to-man defense by Isaac Renicky. Mid-lane jumper by Jerron Leonard falling home for the Eagles. Leonard, big night tonight, 13 points for the sophomore Jerron Leonard. Altifer, elbow jumper, short, but he is fouled. And Quinton Altifer will go to line for two. He's two for two tonight from the foul line. Altifer, the 6'3" junior. Good on the first one. But just a great crowd by both of these communities. Not really any open seats here on a Saturday afternoon. Second one good by Quinton Altifer. 58-39 our score. 6.5 to play. McGuire in the half court. Guarded in the man-to-man defense. Going far side, Jerron Leonard. Bounce pass to Curzon at the elbow. He'll skip it back here on the near side to Brecken McGuire. Heavy pressure applied by Altifer. Elbow jumper by McGuire. Good. McGuire, 30 points. Then a acrobatic shot by Isaac Renicki is going to get waved off as he took an extra step. Yeah, 30 points thus far tonight for Brecken McGuire. He's at the right elbow to the right block. Opposite block to Braden Linneman. He'll leave it shy, and a rebound to Aiden Talley. Talley to Bronx Talley. Bronx on the near side wing. Driving with his right. Now up top to Renicki. He'll back down Robinson and actually bowl him over, and that'll be a fifth foul against Isaac Renicki. He'll foul into this contest. Big charge there taken by Carell Robinson. He'll be subbed out by Brady Becker. 60-39, Opie on top. It's 5:40 to play in the contest. Robinson with it, taking his time, walking it up the court. Near side to Braden Linneman. Linneman up top, Jerron Leonard, now far side, Jaden Curzon. Curzon bounce pass to McGuire. McGuire, heavy pressure in the corner, he'll be trapped. Now going up top to Jerron Leonard, near side three, taken by Carell Robinson, in a short rebound, fought for, and into the hands of Quentin Altifer of Centralia. Up the court we go to Becker. Becker will kiss the window, and good for Centralia. His first field goal of the night, his fourth point of the evening. McGuire, mid-lane floater, he'll be fouled, and he'll go to line for two. Fouls against Tyler Jones, his second, team's third. McGuire at the line for two, first one good. McGuire at the line for another one. Good. Eli Markowitz into the contest. He'll sub out Breck McGuire. But Opie on top, 62-41. Breck McGuire, 32 points. Looks like his night might be done. Altifer with it at the elbow. Drive to the block, off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Tyler Jones. To maintain possession. Top of the key, three fired by Aiden Talley. It's good. Henry Ottaw, Grasser Paper Services, and Von Roth, Lambrokers, three. Aiden Talley with 9 points. Opie on top by 18, 4.5 to play. 62-44. Curzon, near side. Foul line to Braden Linneman. Top of the key now to Carell Robinson. Robinson guarding the man-to-man defense. Now left side to Jaden Curzon, over to Eli Markowitz. Markowitz gets it poked out of his hands. He'll pick it up in the backcourt. Now to Carell Robinson. Robinson will drive to the elbow. Jumper there. It's loft. The mark no good. Rebound last touch by Braden Linneman out of bounds. Halfway through this fourth quarter, Brecken McGuire will go back to the scores table. His night not done. And he'll sub out Jerron Leonard. But yet another game north of 30 points by Brecken McGuire. Big, big, big difference here tonight, or this afternoon, for the Opie Eagles. Quentin Altifer has on the near side. Picks up his dribble now near side to Aiden Talley. Talley at the opposite elbow now. Up top, Bronx Talley three. Good. Bronx Talley gets another three to fall, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Lance Evans. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on 1400 AM 96.9 FM.
Opie Postseason Basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Harford, Neosha Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. Opie Chicken House since 1958. The Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386 in the city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to live action. Opie on top, 62-47, 3.5 to play in the contest. Look like they will have a chance for a sixth straight state appearance on Friday night, as they will face either Rio Vista or Waubonsie. Rekha McGuire with it over to the far side to Jaden Curzon. And do have a tie ball game from Bishop Seabury. 35-all, 3 minutes to play with Burlingame and Bishop Seabury. Of course, the Bearcats were to win. We'll have a double feature on our KVWA airwaves on Friday night and have a foul against Quentin Altifer. That'll be his first, team's fourth. 3:13 remaining here in Opie. Opie on top by 15, 62-47. McGuire with it on the baseline. He'll drive, be fouled, and get a shot to fall off the window, and he'll go to line for another old-fashioned three-point play. That's his 34th point tonight. That's a season high for Brecken McGuire, looking for 35. In the air, no good. Rebound to Centralia. Aiden Talley nearly has his pass stolen away at midcourt, but into the hands of Quentin Altifer. Altifer, step back three, actually puts it on the floor and turns it over to Carell Robinson. Robinson, Euro step, jumper good for Carell Robinson. Robinson then double figures now. And the lead back to 19 for the Eagles. 66-47. Altifer drive to the block. Near side to Tyler Jones. He'll back down Carell Robinson. And Robinson picking up yet another burn with a big charge against Tyler Jones. That'll be his third. Team's fifth plus. But no foul shots, of course, awarded, and a player possession foul. 2.5 here to play here for the green and gold. Looking to improve to 21-2. 66-47 our score. McGuire, foul line, over to Carell Robinson. Robinson, his approach on the wing, now up top to McGuire. McGuire, right wing, baseline, elbow jumper, no good. Rebound. Loose, saved by Jaden Curzon, but in the hands of Aiden Talley. Talley streaking down the court the other way. His pass stolen away by Jerron Leonard. As the green and gold faithful on the far side, give a big round of applause with that transition basketball play there. The Robinson bounce pass over to Jaden Curzon, 1:40 remaining. Bounce pass over to Breck McGuire. He'll be heavily fouled by Tyler Jones. Getting a little chippy here as Jones was kind of steering over Breck McGuire, and Breck McGuire kind of gave Jones a shove. That's going to get everyone kind of testy. So the officials are going to kind of convene here. Not the way you want to see that one end. So 1:38 remaining. Yeah, McGuire has been just pushed to the ground on every single shot. So they're going to convene here. So we're going to have an intentional foul against Brecken McGuire afterwards. So that'll be a fifth foul against Tyler Jones. So he'll foul out of this contest. Foul shot, no good by Brecken McGuire. Second one, good. And now we get foul shots on the opposite side now. And do we have a sub in here? Is Dagan Ronnebaum, the 5'10 junior, into the contest for the first time? It looks like it may be a Centralia faithful getting thrown out of the contest. But 67-47 here in the closing moments of this one. Quentin Altifer now with his foul shots. In the air. Good. Altifer 5-for-5 now from the line this afternoon. Second one. No good. So Centralia will have possession. 1:38 remaining. 67-48 our score. Tally keys it in to Altifer, top of the key. Now far side over to Aiden Tally. Underneath the Becker. Becker pass in the near corner to Altifer. Three there. Good. For Quentin Altifer. Cuts the Opie lead to 16. About 20 remaining. McGuire gets it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Over on the far side in front of Opie's band. Buck 17 remaining now. Curzon keys it into Carell Robinson. Robinson fouled by Becker. That'll be his fifth. Actually, just his fourth, excuse me. Team's fifth, though. And Robinson at the line for two. First trip tonight for Carell Robinson. Good on the first one. Second one now. Two dribbles, a spin in his hands, and a fire. Good for Carell Robinson. Opie on top, 69-51. Tally's pass stolen away by Brecken McGuire. McGuire, layup good for Brecken McGuire. We're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Chris Schmidt. It's a 20-point lead for the Opie Eagles, and Coach Schmidt will clear his bench. He'll sub in Henry Teichman, Isaac Knuth, Levi Hines, John Music, and Drew Ritchie after this 30-second break. We'll get into the Rich Door Company postgame show at the conclusion of this broadcast. Go over, tally our stats, find some scores from around the area, preview what's to come on Monday with our girls' sub-state semifinals. And, of course, have some more wrestling for you at the conclusion of our broadcast before, if there's any time left, coming into KU basketball right here on 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Looks like Hartford is going to advance with a victory over St. Paul. It's not gone final, but 57-37, the Jaguars leading with 5 minutes remaining. You have a three in the corner that's no good. And a foul going to come against Isaac Knuth, or actually Drew Ritchie with a reach-in. That'll be Drew's first, team's third. 50 seconds remaining here. Inbound coming from Dagan Ronnebaum. Near side to Brady Becker, left wide open, and Becker converts from close distance. Drew Ritchie, pressure in the backcourt, splitting a defender now. Top of the key now to John Music. 35 seconds to play. Music, near side to Canoe. Bounce pass to Hines. Hines, top of the key over to Drew Ritchie. Now to Canoe. Canoe, now to John Music. Music, foul line, puts it on the floor, and he'll be fouled. And John Music will go to line for two free throws. Fifth foul against Brady Becker, so he'll foul out of this contest. And we'll be subbed in by Jaden Talley. So John Music, the 5'11 junior at the line, for two free throws. First one in the air. Good. Good. second one for music now. Good. 73-53 here in the closing moments of this Class 1A D1 semifinal. Opie leading Centralia by 20. Tally underneath the Runnebaum. Runnebaum puts it on the floor. Now over to Aiden Tally. Top of the key three. No good. Rebound to Henry Teichman, and that will do it. ...73-53 our final score. Centralia ending their season at 13-12. Opie living to see another day. They will play Friday night for a chance for a state championship tournament appearance. But our final score once again, 73-53. The Rich Door Company postgame show is next.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Hanson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HansonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at emporia.edu. That's emporia.edu.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, Neosha Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. Opie Chicken House since 1958. The Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386 in the city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
You welcome in the Rich Store Company postgame show. Michael Dieker with you. Opie improving to 21-2, and they will face either Rural Vista or Waubunsee on Friday night as they defeat the Centralia Panthers 73-53. Tell you how we got here by these final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience Midwest Land Group difference. I'm still thinking of our regular season sponsor in the stats, so muscle memory all the way there for you folks. But big game tonight or this afternoon for Brecken McGuire. 37 points for a season high. 13 points, Jerron Leonard. 12 points, Carell Robinson. 9 points, Braden Linneman. 2 points in the closing moments made with the made free throws by John Music. For Centralia, they're letting scoring by Quentin Altifer with 14 points, 12 points to Bronx Tally, 10 points to Isaac Renicky, 9 points Aiden Tally, 6 points Brady Becker, and 2 points to Tyler Jones. Once again, those final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. But do have a final score from Bishop Seabury. It'll be a doubleheader on Friday night in Clifton Clyde for boys' championships as Burlingame overcoming nearly a double-digit deficit to beat Bishop Seabury 38-36. So Opie will face either Rural Vista or Waubunsee. Pulling up the sub-state brackets now. Of course, remind you guys, check out sunflowerhoops.com, one of the up-and-coming websites in the area for sports coverage. But Hartford victorious. They win 73-51. So we'll have at least three teams, or guaranteed four teams, going on a Friday night. As Lebo do not have a final from Lebo Waverly, but Hartford defeating St. Paul tonight, 73-51. Coy Wilkinson with 33 points. So Hartford will face either Marmaton Valley or Hutchinson Central Christian. Lebo Waverly will face either Elyria Christian or Peabody Burns. But going back to the Class 1A D1 substate, and it's already updated. How about that? That is quick work on sunflowerhoops.com. But Burlingame defeating Bishop Seabury 38-36. They will face either Canton Galva or Troy. But we'll try to get some post-game thoughts with head coach Chris Schmidt. It's a bunch of people out here. See if we can get his attention and get his post-game thoughts. Of course, once we get done with our broadcast, we will have hoops with KU, but first, before we get there, we'll have Tegan Trahoon, Drew Baker wrapping up from Hartman Arena with their state championship coverage. But big night for Brecken McGuire, big night overall. Of course, it was a 10-0 run by this Opie Eagle team that really led this attack, and they never looked back. But once again, 73-53 final. Opie defeating Centralia. We'll see if we can get Coach Schmidt on the headset. But you're listening to the Rich Store Company postgame show on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Tillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to briantillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Marker Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Olpe postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
We welcome you back to the Rich Shore Company postgame show. Michael Dieker joined by head coach Chris Schmidt. His team victorious tonight, 73-53. Coach, you guys started off this game with a 10-0 run, really never looked back. Of course, season high 37 points from Breck and McGuire. What were some key things that stood out in your mind, Coach?
Well, again, I thought getting off to a good start, Michael, was good. You know, we played some man-to-man. We haven't done doing as much man-to-man as we anticipated down the stretch here a little bit. But I thought we did a good job of taking away their strengths. And, you know, obviously we got, you know, Brecken come off and got off to a good start. And hit some shots early. And, you know, the thing about Centralia, they're not going to quit. They didn't quit at all. They just kept coming and kept coming. So we had, you know, kept going. Deron Leonard, I thought, really stepped in today. That's big for him. He had some big shots for us, and that's good to see him get those in because he's kind of struggled a little bit. You know, and again, your blue-collar kids and Lenny and Curzon, they just do the little things for us, and that's what we need out of them, just rebounding defensively, just being in places. And again, Krell, you know, he hit some shots, handles the ball when Brecken's not on it, does a good job. So, again, overall, you know, it's a good effort against a team that's you know, a good quality team that's never going to quit.
And that, you know, speaking of Coach Evans and Centralia, they brought a great crowd. It really felt like a state appearance. You know, it didn't really quite feel like a sub-state semifinal with the amount of folks that were packed in here today. Of course, Centralia travels very well.
Yeah.
Whether it doesn't matter for basketball, football, what other sport, very similar to Opie. But, Coach, you guys will face either Rural Vista or Wabunsee. Of course, you guys played Wabunsee here a few weeks ago. But do not have a final from any one of those. But what are some things you guys will need to work on here in the next 5 days leading up to Friday night?
Just clean up little things. We'll watch some film, and obviously we'll watch film of who we're going to play. You know, if it would happen to be Wabunsee, we know they're a physical bunch. We come out on them the first time and got off to a really good start the first half. Played probably as good a first half as we played all year. But the fourth quarter, they kind of, you know, figured some things out against us. So, you know, whoever we play is going to be a great challenge. We're making a road trip to Clifton Clyde and, you know, one step away to a goal that we set. So we're gonna work at it really hard this week, and these kids will go play hard.
You know, when I was up there on Monday with Burlingame, which Burlingame defeated Bishop Seabury 38-36, so it'll be a double feature on our KBW Airways, but it's an old-school feel, Coach, and kind of a field house feel, wooden bleachers on top of the court. It was loud. It was a good crowd
people.
Monday, but I can't imagine what it'll be like on Friday and hopefully Saturday with that jam-packed house there with the crowd intensity.
Yeah, you know, this time of the year, these small schools, they support their teams really well, all of them do. And so, you know, sub-state final days are games, again, you don't forget. They're games that, you know, to get to that next step, and they're going to bring everybody you know, and again, you know, Clifton Clyde, they're not in it, but I guarantee there'll be some people from that area just watching, wanting to come watch good basketball. And that's what I think these small schools do at this point in time. I think they play good basketball. So it'll be a good atmosphere. We got to be ready to play.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Happy to call another one with you guys on Friday and hopefully a few more.
Yeah, that'd be great. Again, thank you guys. Thanks to KVOE and you, Michael, for covering us. Again, real quick to everybody, if you can't come, which hopefully you can come on Friday night, and you know, hopefully we go there Saturday with the girls too. But if you can't make it, you know, the next best thing is listening to Michaels call our ball games. You know that. So be there supporting either way.
Whoa. Slow down. But we've got a full slate. We better get over to back to Emporia High Wrestling with Tegan Trahoon and Drew Baker. But, Coach, thanks again for the kind words. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Michael.
Once again, that was head coach Chris Schmidt. We will wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show. Come back with one final thought and preview what's to come on our airwaves on Monday with girls' sub-state semifinal action. But once again, 73-53, our final score here this afternoon.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You welcome back one final time from Opie High School. Michael Deeker with you. Many thanks to Coach Schmidt for always being a very good interview in the post game. But, of course, 73-53, our final score. And Opie will face either Rural Vista or Wabunsee on Friday night in Clifton Clyde. Don't know the time yet for those games, but it'll be a double feature on our airwaves. As Burlingame also winning this afternoon against Bishop Seabury. That's Burlingame, a 10 seed. In the bracket, of course, they knocked off Clifton Clyde 47-41 on Monday, and then a big 38-36 victory against Bishop Seabury, avenging an earlier season loss. So Burlingame will face either Canton Galva or Troy. Of course, on Monday, and remind you guys that Hartford will be playing for a state championship appearance, state tournament appearance on Friday as well. But first things first, on Monday, over in the Clifton Clyde Substate, we'll be right back here from Opie with Opie taking on Clifton Clyde in a 3-6 matchup. And that'll be both teams 17 wins. Clifton Clyde defeating Onega on Tuesday 57-32. Opie had a bye with the 3 seed, but Clifton Clyde, Sevi Wirtz coming up against 2,000 career points. She's one of the best players in the state of Kansas in all classifications. But that will be a tough, tough contest for the Opie Lady Eagles. That game at 6 p.m., 5:40 pregame right here on 1400 AM at 96.9.